Where's that?
Down into the Pennell Road.
Okay, and you lived there with, did you live there with?
I lived there with my folks till we sold the farm.
You're eight. How many kids were in the family?
There was 9 children in the family, and I was the youngest one.
9 children?
Yeah, I was the youngest one.
What was life like on the farm?
Well, a lot of work. You just get up early in the morning, do all the chores, and go to school.
We come home and do more chores?
Come home and do more chores till dark.
Start all over again the next day?
Yeah. Five days a week. Then Saturdays we had all our work to do to run all week, like grind corn and stuff like that, so chickens would last the whole week. Stuff like that.
How big a farm was it?
157 acres.
How many different kind of animals did you have? How many of you?
Well, we had 7 or 8 horses all the time. And we had some 12, 15 cattle, that young and old, you know. Mm-hmm. Had about 12 milk cows all the time. Raised calves every year. And we had anywhere from 20 to 30 sheep. Anywhere from 25 to 75 hogs every year.
And once a year, butchering time came around?
Pardon?
Once a year, butchering time came around?
Well, we butchered maybe 1 or 2 pigs in the summertime, you know. Mm-hmm. And then in the wintertime, we'd stock up for the rest of the year, you know. Kill about 8-10 pigs, a cow, sheep, or 2.
That sounds like an awful lot for one family to eat.
Yeah, it was, but it was an awful big family, you know. There was my uncle, my dad, my mother, and all the children. 9 children.
What can you tell me about your grandparents?
Well, I was only 2 years old when my grandfather died. My grandmother died about, I'd say about 5 years before I was born.
Can you remember anything you heard about what their life was like?
Well, my grandmother died she died in the morning, and Veronica, my sister, was born in the afternoon. She was the 3rd youngest child. She was born in the afternoon. My grandfather, he lived until I was 2 years old. They were both blind. My folks built a home about a half mile from the house where the house is today. That was years and years ago, I think. It was an old log house there too. And they built a home there after they got married. But then when my grandparents went blind, they had to move back in the log house, let that house set. And of course, after several years before, they sold the farm before my dad died. He tore that house down there that they had built, took all the nails out of the wood, hauled all the wood to town, over in Riverview Avenue. They built a home over there for my brother Ed. He sold all that wood. And hauled it to town, took all the nails out of it, cleaned it all up for $100. That's all that home cost over there on the Riverview Avenue where Ed lived. He lived there for years. It cost $100 besides the carpenter work to build it, you know. And then the windows and stuff like that, he had to buy separate, you know, as long as big work, side work.
Then, you sold when your dad died,
when
he was about 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, probably 11 or 12, yeah.
Do you want to tell me how your dad died again?
You know,
I've heard it before.
Well, he left a little hay set in the field at night. It was too wet to bring home. And next morning, my uncle, he went out in the field and cut more hay. And my dad took the milk to the creamery. He had to take his milk and the neighbor's milk. They changed off every other week. And I went out and raked hay, the second cutting of hay with the old horse. My dad took the young team. My dad was the young team to take the milk to the creamery. And when he came home, he unhooked the team and he drove back in the field to Bob with him to get that load of hay. And he hooked the team onto the load of hay, and Bob went to crawl up in the wagon in the front to drive the team home. And there was no lines on the bridle. And the horse kind of seen something move back up. He jumped, and the tongue of the wagon hit my dad in the chest. He was standing in front of the team and knocked him down. It scared him, and he made a short turn and turned around. And they ran fire the gate. It was only about 200 feet. They ran fire the gate, and they stopped. And they cut so short with the wagon that a load of hay went over him. And running out of his stomach and punctured all his ribs, busted all his ribs, they went all through his heart and lungs. And of course he got up and walked around, and I didn't know he was hurt that bad, you know. So I jumped on my horseback, which my horse was a horse fence jumper, and jumped on his horseback and got to the rail fence. I made him jump the fence. I hurried home because I couldn't get out the gate. Went home to get the buggy, tell my mother about it. I told her, and she didn't wait for me. She run through the field, went back to her, and I looked at the buggy. I told my sisters about it. Of course, my older sister called up the doctor.
Who was?
Dr. Sisson. And one of the neighbors at the doctor's office at the time, Joe Yak, and he kept the car with Doc Sisson. They had an old Model T Ford. They came right out there, when they got out there, but then he went right out in the field with the car. My dad was already dead.
So then after that, you sold the farm and moved to Arbor Avenue?
Yeah, we moved to Arbor Avenue for about a month, and then she bought a house over Lincoln Avenue. Ed Netto.
What did she do for money then?
Well,
how was the house supported?
We stayed home, but there were none of us. We stayed home, paid board to the two of the boys were already in service. And then she took to Lawrence Wooster, stayed with us. He paid $5 a week board. Then later on, she got three, four other boarders come stay with us. She got $6 a week from them.
Okay, when you talk about service, you're talking about World War One?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can you tell me about that?
Well,
you were never in
it. No. I tried to get in it. I think 15 was just before the war was over. And I went up to Detroit to get in, try to get a service, but I couldn't get in. Bob went in when he was 18. He got drafted, I mean, when he was 18. But he never got called. The war was over, pretty cold. Well, my brother, one of them, Fred, he didn't fight at all over there. He took care of sick people in the back of the line. And he had one of the sick people in prison he took care of behind the line. And my other brother, he was right after a fight all the time. Because he enlisted the old company, KFC. And he got gassed. He got gassed pretty bad. He don't remember anything. One of his buddies from Monroe that was in, as they listened to, picked him up and brought him back behind the line. I don't know what the hell that meant, but behind the line. And he didn't come through after he went back. And of course, he died after he got back to, well, he was down in California when he died. After he got back to Monroe, he'd come back to Monroe. He got back here, he was a big shot then, you know. I went to I met him on the street car, come back to Monroe. And when he came back, we had that little car, you know, that Studebaker. Of course, he done wrecked out all the pieces. We were in the back of the truck. We was going up to my sister's place, up East South Farm. We were in the back of the truck. That's all front of it.
Okay, you already had a car then, but do you remember what family was the first family to have a car and what it was like the first time you rode in one?
Yeah, the guy bought our farm, right there. He had an Oldsmobile. I rode into Monroe one time with my dad. He took me to Monroe.
That's the first time you rode in a car?
Yeah.
You rode in streetcars before that, right?
Oh, yeah.
How much did it cost to ride a streetcar, and where did you ride it to?
Streetcar cost a nickel from Bird Road, 10 cents from Fixed Road.
Well, how far did you have to walk to catch the streetcar?
Well, the Bird Road was about 2 miles. Fixed Road was about a mile and a half. We used to, definitely, us kids was trying to save a nickel by walking the herd road. We'd walk the fixed road and take the walk down the track to the herd road to save a nickel. Then we would have a nickel to spend.
Well, where was you going when you rode the streetcar usually?
Coming to Cabin Canoe and stuff like that. So we always come home on it. We had to walk to into the Cabin Canoe because the car didn't run it early. Then we always rode the streetcar home.
When you were in school, what
were
the sizes of your classes?
Well, there was school, they had all the children went to school from the first grade to the eighth grade. And there were six and eight took class.
And the same teacher taught everybody?
Just about. Probably changed. While I went to school, they probably changed teaching about three times. A different teacher the rest of the time. Old maid that taught, and she was hand over all the children to be.
How about the different kind of minority groups that around the know when you were there?
Well, it was Alkaid probably. That was the only colored guy around Monroe life. And then, at that time, his dad was married to a white woman.
Were there like Italians or anything like
that? Oh, yeah, a lot of Italians.
Yeah.
Well, one time it was after I moved to Monroe, there was a Chinese restaurant in Monroe. They didn't last too long, but they went out.
Okay, how old was you when the Depression started? And what was it like?
The Depression? How old was I? That was after I was married.
What was it like?
Well, the Depression was terrible. Nobody had no work. Banks closed up. Nobody could draw their money out of the bank. And you couldn't buy anything in Monroe. You know what I mean? I don't know how they really lived. And all you could get an hour was 10 cents an hour if you had a job. I done trash machine all day for 10 cents an hour. Done a trash machine. 10 cents an hour.
How old were you kids then?
Huh?
How old were you kids?
I only had Kenny.
You only had him? How old was he?
Well, Kenny was about. He was six when Dad was born. Dad was born during the Depression.
I bet that was hard.
Oh. Well, mother helped us out a lot. She helped us stay with us and everything else. That was big. I moved out there in that marsh out there, but walked the valve out there, rest. And I had all that marsh, I worked all that marsh. $50 a month I paid for it. Rent of the house and everything. Of course, I had my own car there. First car I bought was a bottle T Ford.
What'd you guys do for recreation, for fun?
On a farm?
Anytime.
Well, we used to have a ball game once in a while in the summertime. You'd play Stony Creek or Sandy Creek. Of course, I was too young to play, but I used to go long, The older boys played. That's the recreation I had.
Wasn't ice skating a big thing about that?
Oh, yeah, ice skating. Us kids used to go ice skating every Sunday. They'd come back from church and go ice skating.
Do you mind talking about that one incident that happened when you were ice skating?
Oh, the lake froze across? Well, ice was 36 inches thick. It's the first time it ever froze clean over to Canada. We used to make our own ice. Everybody had their own ice plants. They all to figure out, make ice all winter. The ice got so thick that year that they couldn't even cut the ice. They had to wait till it towards spring to cook dinner before they could cut the ice and make ice. The ice saw would saw 36 inches of ice. They had a saw with a horse. The horse had a saw with a horse. And we were out skating one Sunday and the ice got so thick and got so cold that the ice cracked and it parted. It was a big gash in the ice, about 8 foot apart. The ice had to push apart. One guy fell through, and all the rest of the boys, they all laid down the ice, took out on each other, The one guy in the front got a hold of his arm, pulled him back out, and they made him skate all the way back as far as he could go. And from there he had to run all the way home, two guys on each side of him, just dragging him. He got home and he was just froze with a chunk of ice. His clothes and everything was just froze up stiff. His dad just poured a lot of whiskey into him and rolled him up in a blanket and put him to bed.
Next Sunday
was
the same thing.
Yeah.
What church did you guys
call to? What church? I went to St. John after I married. We went to St. Michael's before I got married.
Was it a family gathering? Did
the
whole family go to church?
Yeah, exactly. We didn't go every Sunday. We only had two buggies. And we'd every other Sunday, the younger children would go. Every other Sunday. And my dad and mother went every Sunday.
Your dad, only kind of work he ever did was on the farm, right?
Yeah.
What kind of jobs did you have, after you got older and you got married?
Well, I worked number one minor board. When I first moved to town, I went to work to River Raisin. I worked there a while, and I went to number one minor board. And then from there, I went to Consolidated. And from there I went down to St. Joseph's Church, that was a paper mill. From St. Joseph's Church I worked in the paper mills.
What was that?
That's where Kenny worked last, at the paper mill.
Oh,
yeah. North south side, Consolidated. Yeah. And from there I went to, out of equipment.
What did you do there?
Worked with shocks. I worked on a line on sharks. And from the auto equipment, I went back to mine on the north side Consolidated. And north side Consolidated, where I did work. Well, I think I worked at the airport. Airport, I worked. Uh, different products.
How about when you own the Bowman Nail?
I didn't own the Bowman Nail. I worked at Bowman Nail.
Huh? You worked in?
I worked at Bowman Nail. I owned a pool. I owned.
How was that? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it, but it cost me all the money I made.
Keep it running?
Yeah. Well, I was too lean for the customers. Loaned them all. I had more money standing out there.
Did your family help you run that? Did your kids and everything?
My oldest boy, Kenny, worked for me last time with the pool. Well, Don worked for me a couple times too.
The girls weren't alive then? Or weren't born yet? Girls weren't born yet then?
Oh yeah, they were born.
What kind of jobs did your wife do?
Huh?
What kind of odds and ends jobs did your wife do?
Well, she worked for my sister when my sister was sick. And she worked at Dunbar's across from the high school. The little stand he had. And she worked for Weissel's drugstore. Worked for a Joe Mason, a restaurant, just, you know, part-time, you know, helped out.
Just take home a lot?
Well, she had to, you know, the children fall. Of course, when I wasn't working during Depression time, but when I first moved to town, I didn't have a job. I was working only 2-3 hours a week. Our equipment there for a while. I took care of the kids then, when they had two of them, Don and Kenny.
Did the kids do any kind of odds and ends jobs to help out?
Who?
The kids.
They were too small.
They were too small?
Yeah. Yeah, they were small then. Oh, I forgot to tell you, during Depression, I moved to Farmington.
Farmington? What did you do in there?
I worked for my brother, Bob. Detroit.
What was he running? What was he doing then?
Working at Paper Mill.
You worked for him?
I worked for him about 6 months. From Farmington, I moved to Detroit. Bob built a home in Detroit then. And I moved to Detroit. It was quite a far drive. You know. And I got laid off there. There was no work. I got laid off. I moved back. Back to Frenchtown Park and with my mother-in-law and father-in-law. I ran to the upstairs from them. And my wife couldn't get along with her mother. So we moved out.
Did you guys have family gatherings, reunions, the whole family maybe went on a picnic or something? Did you ever have things like that?
Not with my folks, not until after my mother died. Then we started having our reunion, you know, family reunion, after my mother died.
All right, that was your family, your brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Anyway, it's still going.
How many years has it been going on?
I think it's 24.
24 years?
Right. It's coming up 24 years, I think.
Every year, your family?
Yeah, we have a reunion. We had it out in Meadow Grove all the time at first. Well, not all the time at first. The first one we had was up to Carlton. Fall. Then after that, we started having it out in Meadow Grove. The rent still got high out there. We couldn't have it out there no more. And we started having it all over.
The latest one being at State Park.
Hmm?
The latest one being at State Park.
Yeah, next one's going to be up there. We better have you up before, you know. I don't think you call it. We have two of them there earlier, three.
Oh, with the pan?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. I know.
No, it's George Dundee. It's a, I think it's, what's it called, Corners, yeah?
How is it like, you know, raising a family in those days compared to what you can see how raising a family was nowadays?
Well, it's a lot cheaper than it is now. we used to When I first got married, I'd moved to town. My wife and I used to figure, I think at first we started out with $8 a week to run the house for groceries. And, I think before my wife died, I was losing $20 a week for groceries. That's not including the bills, so.
And then the last time when you were keeping house yourself, after your wife died, how much was it costing you and Amber to run your house? That was just for you.
It cost me too much. Electric bill, gas bill wasn't cheap. You know, the telephone bill. It was pretty cheap then, you know. I didn't have long distance calls. Like you have to pay and all that stuff. But you probably run me about 25 a week.
Did you always have a telephone in your house?
Always.
Always?
Right here. Every place I lived had a telephone. Even back to the present days. That's all.
They always had a telephone. Did, like, all the neighbors have a telephone? Or?
Yeah.
Like, right, when you were living on the farm, did all the neighbors have a phone then?
Yeah, you rang your own.
You rang your own?
Yeah, you rang.
Franklin's.
Two long, two shorts, two long, three shorts, one long and five shorts.
So what's that mean now?
Huh?
I don't know what that means.
Well, it was all different. Maybe it was 12, 14 on one line. Mm-hmm. You could call a direct, you know, straight up. Of course, you want to call the Monroe or something, you gotta call Central and give them a number.
And
the two connected you? Yeah. It's good.
What different ways did you use to run your house? Like, the kind of heat did you have? Probably not one you were on the farm.
We heated with wood on a fire.
Big stones?
Yeah, we had a furnace. You could put a chuck in, take two people for a chuck in a furnace.
That much?
Yeah.
How long would that chuck hold there?
That's at night. You could put it in at night, heat the house all night. Don't forget, it was 14 rooms, I used.
Did you have to haul water?
No, we had two wells for the home, and we had a well for the barn, we had a well for the house. The well for the barn, we had to dip the water with a pail. The well for the house, we had a chain pump on. We had our own sister water. We had three sisters in the house. Two upstairs, one in the basement.
You had 14 rooms in that house?
Yeah.
They're all in use?
Well, five, six bedrooms.
Good
six bedrooms.
Rooms?
Oh, yeah. Every room had a walk-in closet. You walk right in the closet, hang your clothes all up, walk all around the closet.
Not stuff. Like the houses are today.
No. Doors on the closet, just one big door like this here. There's your door there, with your closet. And then we had, well, what we had was, we had this what's called sister room upstairs, and we had two sisters in it. And we had a bathroom.
You had inside the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have an inside toilet, we had a bath, mm-hmm. an outside toilet. And then we had all the bedrooms. And downstairs we had a parlor, a living room, a dining room. We had a great big kitchen, a pantry, we had a washroom. Every room was separate, your washroom, your pantry. We kept your dishes, all that stuff. It was all separate. And then we had a bedroom downstairs.
That's the most solid house you ever lived in.
Had a little sunroom where she kept down the flowers. It was set off the side of the house. Well, they used to call it the bay window in them days. And she had a big rack in there, a wire rack that she bought. She shoved that just fit inside it. It was made purpose for the room. Fit the whole room. And you could put flowers all around there, the whole rack. So at the top, it was all flowers. You know, plants.
Did your dad build that house?
Not
did he buy it?
No, he built it.
He built himself?
Out of wood, out of the woods. He made his own wood. There was a lumber mill at Stony Creek. And there was a lumber mill and a cider mill there. And he had all his wood sawed there, his 2x4s, his 2x6s, all his flooring, and all that stuff. He had sawed. He brought that home and piled it up. That was piled up for, oh, before I was born. And then he built a house till I was, oh, maybe about 6, 7 years old before he built a home, that big home. That wood had to be all dried out. It was all stored in our yard, the home, on racks, you know. And that's where all the wood was, that's where the house was built out of, all out of our wood. All our floors was all hickory. Hickory and oak.
Couldn't buy a house like that today.
Oh, that house is gone to all the pieces now. Look at it.
Where's that house at?
Out there in Metal Road. That big house out there in Metal Road.
Who owns it now?
Huh?
Who owns it now? I mean, I know, but I'm just to tell who owns it now.
Can't think of his name.
Is his name Cooney Michael?
Yeah. Cooney Marshall is about. He, during the Depression, he lived on a county. He was that poor.
He what?
He lived on a county during the Depression. Do you remember that? He lived out of Stony Creek.
Okay.
He had a big family. He ended up, he bought that farm. Well, I don't know how he ever paid for it, but he bought it. Bought that farm, and the man got wealthy.
How did he get wealthy?
Well, he built him to be, bought that Frenchtown Grange Hall. He got that for now for moving it over there. He put that into a dance hall and he built another big dance hall alongside of it. And
he made
money off the farm. Everything went up after that, you know. The farm probably went up so high, and the guy that bought the farm from us, he only paid $18,000 for the farm. And he, 3 years' time, he paid off the $18,000. He sold the farm for $50,000, and he already had the farm paid for it in 3-4 years. Sold for $50,000, they paid about $40,000. He got it back. He turned around, resold it again for a big chunk of money.
They couldn't make the payment, so they had turned back over.
Mrs. Danson from the Danson Bank bought it the first time. I guess. She resold it or something, I don't know. You know what I mean? She went to somebody and the guy sold the farm 2 or 3 times, rented it. Mm-hmm. He got independent rich.
Yeah.
And Cooney Marshall got a hold of it last. Michael's got a hold of it last. And he had a big family and he got 2 or 3 houses built on there now. All his children, I guess, all.
There's one thing that you miss from the way it used to be when you were a kid and the way it is, and you can see how your grandkids and great grandkids live. Is what do you wish that they could have that, you know, you had when you were young? Understand what I mean?
You mean the difference
yeah.
in life?
I mean, what do you think they're missing out the most, you know, living in this generation instead of when you
What they call fun today, we didn't have back in our days, you know what I mean? But we enjoyed ourselves probably more than they do today, because we hunted and fished. Now the children don't, that stuff is all out of their mind, you know. It's all recreation now, you know. Where back in our days, we didn't have no recreation.
You made your own. You didn't go to the store and buy it.
That's right.
Okay, that's good.